Revere High School football coach Lou Ciccatelli is joining us, coach of the Agganis South All-Star team that will be playing Wednesday night at Manning Field in Lynn. Lou, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Bill, for having me. Always a pleasure.
Well, the South team, give me an update on where the South players are coming from. What communities, towns, and so on?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, Revere, Winthrop, we have Chelsea, Bishop Fenwick, Everett, St. John's Prep, Essex Tech, Northeast Metro Tech, and Peabody.
Nice, all right.
Yep.
So when you got word that you were coaching the Agganis game, what are you thinking? I mean, obviously, I think that's a great honor.
Oh, it's a very, very great honor. You know, it's always great when you get recognized and someone obviously chooses to do one of these All-Star games, and it's always good stuff. And, yeah, I mean, I've done a few of these games before, and, you know, Paul Halloran and Matt Durgan do a great, great job with all the scholarships and the fundraisers in this program. And so just to be a part of it, I feel very blessed and lucky, and I'm always happy to do it.
So tell me about the approach to coaching an All-Star game. You don't have the players for that long. Maybe tell us about that. And of course, with the game coming right up on Wednesday. So, I mean, but it is what it is, and that's fine. But what is the approach, and what do you try to accomplish in the days of practice that you do, limited days that you do have?
Yeah, it's a short week. I mean, you're looking at maybe 8-9 days before the game on Wednesday. And the biggest thing is, you know, trying to get everybody there at the same time. And it's tough. You know, some kids work, so they have different schedules. But we've been fortunate. We've got around 32 kids on the roster, and I've had about 27, 28 every night. So, you know, those numbers, you know, you can work with those. In the big part with the All-Star games, it's always easier to just do an offense and a defense. And if you can do that, you can get a lot more practice time in. You can do a lot more things, you know, in that short period of time. And, you know, we're making it work. The kids have a great attitude. They're showing up on time. We're getting them out of there on time. And, you know, we're just trying to make it a fun environment, but a serious environment, because I tell them, too, you know, the biggest thing I get concerned about in these games is injuries because of the layoff and because some kids are somewhat out of shape, but, you know, I should say not in football shape. So that's a little worrisome. So we did a lot of tackling drills, a lot of form stuff, a lot of tackling drills, and, you know, we did regular practices like I always would at Revere, and I think we're going to be okay. I'm happy for what I see, and I think they'll be ready.
Well, maybe you could drop a few names of several of the players that you've had, and maybe some of the, you know, when you coach an All-Star game, all of a sudden you're working with these players that you've heard about on the North Shore. Some of these teams, obviously, you don't play against, like the Prep and so on, or Fenwick, but obviously you're aware of a lot of the names from around the North Shore and the athletes, but as a coach you would be. So drop a name or two of some of the guys that, you know, that you're expecting to do a lot for you guys on Wednesday night.
Yeah, so there's so many of them. And, you know, some of the Peabody kids stick out. Obviously, we've got Shea Lynch from Peabody. He's one of our quarterbacks. And we also have Danny Barrett, wide receiver, yep, from Peabody. And the Peabody kids have been doing great. Maximus Rizza from St. John's Prep. Jay Dooley from Peabody. Where is he? I want to make sure I get, because these guys have been great. Welvis Acosta from Winthrop. My guy, Jason Shosho from Revere. And Kamari Ellaby, the quarterback from Everett. So these guys have been here every day, working hard. Costa Beechin from Bishop Fenwick. So some good names, some kids that shined, obviously, during the season. And it's just been a pleasure. We've had a blast. One thing about these All-Star games, they're fun. You get to make, you know, new relationships with kids you didn't have a chance to, but they can be a lot of fun. So,
yeah, no, obviously you've dropped some great names, and you know, just hearing those names, it just kind of, you flash back to the fall of 2022 for sure with all those names, Costa Beecham, and of course Shea Lynch, and Danny Barrett from Peabody High. What a year those guys had! Unbelievable season, numbers wise, stat wise for those two guys for sure. Well, who's coaching with you, Lou? Who's helping you out coaching for the game? I'm sure it's not the guy barking behind you, but who else? Who's helping?
My dog. I'm sorry. Unbelievable. Never stop. Never stop. Yeah, so my staff is obviously my staff, Oscar Lopez, Jared Godinez. I'm sorry, Phil.
No, that's no problem. It's not a problem at all. Just go the best that you can, Lou. Just do the best you can.
Yeah, sure. Never ends.
Maybe you could start over. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
Brandon Brito, those are my three guys coming with me. And I've got Northeast Vocational Tech with us. Of course, head coach Don Hears. Mike DeFelice is with us. And so those are the guys kind of coaching on that side of the ball. So that's what we got for our staff.
Yeah. Lou, anything else you want to share with us about the Aganis game and, leading up to Wednesday's kickoff?
No, I'm just, like I said, happy to do it. I always tell the coaches and my kids too, it's a great way to kick into a football season too, because you get that bug again. It's hard to sleep at night. You're thinking about things and schemes and all that stuff. And here it is. It's only June. But it's a great feeling. I'm proud to be a part of it. And like I said, the best part is meeting new guys and making new relationships. So.
Well, on that note, Lou, we'll let you go. Hang on the line for a second here. But, Lou, thanks for your time, and best of luck to you, your coaching staff, and, of course, those great players that you have with you on Wednesday night, and have a great game.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it, as always.
Yeah, take care. Hold on. That's Lou Ciccatelli, Revere head coach, coach of the South for the Aganis All-Star Football Game, Wednesday night at Manning Field in Lynn at 6:00.